This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. Good book been around that's called Stress Fractures by Chuck Swindoll. He has some great topics in this book, Stress Fractures, and he shares one experience how he was getting too busy with his work commitments. And he says, I was snapping at my wife and the kids. I was choking on my food. I was always in a hurry, and I was really getting quite frustrated by the interruptions. I was becoming almost unbearable. Then one night after dinner, our youngest daughter, Colleen, wanted to tell me something important that had happened to her at school. Daddy, she said, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you real fast. And he said, I suddenly realized her sense of frustration. So I said, honey, you can tell me. It doesn't have to be fast. You can just say it slowly. And Colleen said to her father, then Daddy, please listen slowly. Do you listen slowly to others? Are you a good listener? The social researcher and best-selling author Hugh Mackay wrote, Why Don't People Listen? And he wrote that in 1994, became a classic book on the art of successful communication. He says we need each other, and Hugh Mackay says one of the most common complaints about personal relationships is that others are not taking us seriously. They're not listening carefully to what we say, and as a result, we feel they don't understand. The husband and wife have got their troubles. And she says to him, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times. You see, he's not really listening to her because his mind is on something else. I think a very common problem, especially for us men. So listening, really listening, requires a deliberate purpose, focus, attention. It's more than just paying attention. Can you listen without interrupting? It's actually very hard to do because we want to offer our own opinion. Try it and you'll see what I mean. So becoming a good listener takes discipline, a lot of hard work. It was Stephen Covey who said that most people don't listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. And I think he's right. Do you recall that old saying? Seek first to understand rather than to be understood. Just because someone tells you something doesn't mean you have to agree with them or act on what they're saying. But you can listen to what they're saying and try to understand the why behind their idea. Franklin Roosevelt once tried an experiment. He had long lines of people who wanted to meet the famous president. He felt no one really listened to him, so he said a bit mischievously one day, oh, I murdered my grandmother this morning. Most of his visitors said, oh, marvellous, keep up the good work, we're proud of you. But one alert diplomat who heard this leaned over and whispered in his ear, I'm sure she had it coming. Well, maybe we only hear what we want to hear. Others appear to be listening to you, but often their minds are miles away somewhere else. So this is a problem. Social networking is all about talking and telling, not about listening. But listening well bridges that gap between me and you, because if you're a good listener, you will appreciate all that I am to accept my feelings, even though you might have a different opinion. So we have to learn to suspend our own interests and to focus on that person. No judgment, to act in kindness. Giving advice is not always the best. If I said, well, if I were you, I would do this. Well, what I'm saying really is stop bothering me with your whining and do something about it. It's not a very helpful way. I think it's interesting that the New Testament says in James 1 verse 19, everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. God has created us in such a way we are relational people. We have an inner need to be linked with others in our family, in the community. But these relationships have to be worked through so that you become a good listener. Proverbs 18 verse 2 says, a fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. Sound familiar? By listening, we put aside our own agenda, we take a break from what we're doing, and we give our full attention to that other person. I'm sure that God gives us the Holy Spirit to listen so we can listen to other people as he listens to us. Dear Lord, thank you. We've got two ears and one tongue. Maybe, Lord, there's a reason for that. Help me to be a good listener. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.